When you hear bay, you probably think of the Chesapeake Bay. But on the Atlantic coast of Virginia's eastern shore, there are tiny coastal bays between the barrier islands, where there used to be thousands of acres of lush underwater meadows of eelgrass. Scientists thought they were extinct. Then in 1999 came a discovery.
For the first time in almost 70 years, someone found a small patch of eelgrass just east of here behind the north end of Wreck Island.
Bo Lusk is a scientist with a nature conservancy who grew up on the eastern shore. He's been working with the Virginia Institute of Marine Science to resurrect eelgrass. So far, they've planted some 500 acres, which has spread to 7,000. Each spring, a team of volunteers snorkel down to harvest flowering grass shoots that contain seeds. Those are put into giant tanks and tended until the seeds are ready to harvest. In the fall, they will be spread to other areas. So why all the fuss over something that looks a lot like crabgrass? Well, besides cleaning the water and providing important habitat for blue crabs, bay scallops, seahorses, and other marine life, they protect the eastern shore's Atlantic shoreline.
It's like rolling across a thick shag carpet, and the waves actually lose a significant portion of their energy before they hit marshes and shorelines, and it helps to reduce erosion rates, too.
Across the creek from Lusk is the University of Virginia Coastal Research Center that has been collecting long-term ecological research data on the grass. Director Cora Johnson says the replanting effort is paying off to the point that grasses are healthy enough to recover from small die-offs. But a changing climate is bringing stronger storms and bigger heat waves.
If those events start happening more and more frequently, which we expect that they often will, then as those become closer together, there's the potential for that to create conditions that would be insurmountable for the seagrass.
As the Trump administration considers allowing offshore oil drilling in Virginia waters, a potential oil spill could prove disastrous for Delmarva's seaside.
One of the really important reasons for keeping this area protected is that it is one of our last sort of sentinel sites that allows us to see how these dynamics play out naturally, but then to be able to translate that knowledge to understanding what's happening on other coastlines and how we can make coastlines more resilient in general as climate changes and as sea level changes.
Scientists also point out that water quality is key to restoration efforts in the Atlantic and on the Chesapeake Bay side of Virginia's eastern shore. From Oyster, Virginia, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.